Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here's what's happening in our community for the period starting Tuesday, August 11th and ending Monday, August 17th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We start this week's podcast with an important event relating to education. On Thursday, August 13th, the Texas Education Consortium for Male Students of Color is hosting their annual Youth Leadership Summit beginning at 2 p.m. This year, they are, of course, hosting a virtual summit and not an in-person summit in advance of the fall semester. They have a lineup of speakers that will focus on motivating and getting students talking about their summer and the year ahead for them. An event relating to diversity in the field of journalism is being presented virtually by Brave Communities on Tuesday, August 11th at 6 p.m. Journalism is used to provide citizens with reliable and trustworthy information. So when a newsroom or publication is stuck behind the color or gender line, how well informed are we? This event allows us to listen and learn from a diverse group of journalists of their personal stories and how they overcame the challenges to address the blind spots in their industry. Another interesting virtual conversation is being hosted this week by the Young Hispanic Professional Association of Austin on Wednesday, August 12th at 5:30 p.m. This event, which delves into the different cultural shades within the Latinx community, is called Unidos Avanzamos, or Together We Advance, where you will hear from a panel of Latinx leaders who have different nationalities and Latinx experiences as they discuss colorism, nationalism, and anti-blackness in the Latinx community. This week, AISD holds a series of training sessions relating to the education and support of our children, a topic of great importance as our community grapples with how to safely open schools and our economy. From Tuesday, August 11th to Saturday, August 15th, AISD and several community partners host a parent and educator-led Spanish-only conference focused on the values of multilingualism, collaboration, and family leadership. It is free for all AISD families. Each day has a distinct topic. Tuesday is distance learning. Wednesday is health and wellness. Thursday is resources. Friday is family leadership, and Saturday is the closing session where parents and teachers get to dialogue and plan together. If you are interested in participating, but you don't speak Spanish, you can register and request an interpreter. There are several recurring meetings or series relating to the COVID-19 impact and response. A daily 9 a.m. check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted by the Community Resilience Trust. A Facebook Live Plática, or chat, is hosted every Thursday at 1 p.m. about Latino current affairs, including the impact of COVID-19, and is hosted by ABLA, Hispanic Advocates and Business Leaders of Austin. We move on to an event aimed at raising consciousness about race and racism in Austin. ACC has launched season 4 of its signature television program, Civil Society, produced by the Center for Nonprofit Studies at ACC. This season's focus is the Black experience in Austin. This week's edition will be recorded on Thursday, August 13th at 10 a.m. and features Carr Adams, curator and cultural arts manager of the George Washington Carver Museum, Cultural and Genealogy Center. He will discuss the center's history, services, and importance to the Black community in Austin. We end this edition of Get Engaged not with an event, but with an online resource, the Austin Common, formerly called the Austin Eco Network, which is a local news site that shares information that can help you get or stay informed and make a difference. Fundamentally, the Austin Common believes that everyone has something great to share with the world, and they seek to help those who want to make a difference be that positive force for change. We'll be highlighting a different section of their website each day on the podcast calendar. They have a community calendar with local events, a Civics 101 page where they break down complex issues like the police budget and local elections. They have a section where they highlight local podcasts, another section on the news where they break down what's happening with current events, like what does it mean that Tesla's coming to town and what did the mayor say in his State of the City speech. And finally, they have a section on local guides where they share things like the Austin Reuse Directory and the Directory of Green Business Leaders and other guides. And here in this section, we have a bit of a teaser. The Austin Common has in the works the People's Dictionary of Austin and the Newcomer's Socially Conscious Guide to Austin. The Austin Common is a highly recommended local resource.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.